Meanwhile, as the planned peace conference on Syria draws near, calls are growing on the U.S. to drop its opposition to Iran's participation in the event. Tehran has said it's ready to play a constructive role if it's invited to the Geneva II talks.
Nearly 3 years of foreign-backed insurgency has wreaked havoc on Syria. According to the United Nations, the war has left over 100,000 people dead and millions of Syrians have been displaced. And now a new diplomatic push to end the conflict is scheduled for January. Switzerland will host a conference sponsored by Russia and the U.S. The conference aims to ensure the delivery of humanitarian aid and the fighting and outline a political transition in Syria. According to UN Arab League envoy for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, so far over two dozen countries have been invited to join the talks. Still, the U.S. has blocked key regional player Iran from the negotiations.
You know, it's no secret that we in the United Nations welcome the participation of Iran, but our partners in the United States are still not convinced that Iran's participation would be the right thing to do.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has also launched a new effort to include Iran in the upcoming talks in Geneva. Ban has said that Iran needs to contribute to peace in Syria along with other countries in the region.
Iran can play a very important role. It's a very important regional power. Logically speaking and practically and realistically, they should be a part of this meeting.
Tehran has repeatedly said that the Syrian people themselves must decide the future of their country through a democratic vote. In a joint news conference with Italian Foreign Minister Emma Bonino in Tehran, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif once again expressed the country's readiness to take part in the talks. The Italian official also supported Iran's participation in the talks.
We hope that political efforts aimed at resolving the Syrian crisis are fruitful, and we hope such efforts will be based on realistic views. Iran will welcome participation in any such effort that is realistic, provided that the dignity of Iran is respected.
We will continue to reiterate our firm belief regarding Iran's participation, and we hope a solution will be found in order for all those who can be called to give their own contribution.
Meanwhile, the co-sponsor of the talks, Russia, has insisted that Iran must be given a seat at the Geneva II talks. Top Russian officials believe the conference will be incomplete without Iran, arguing that the U.S. position is illogical. Whether or not the U.S. will give more thought to Iran's role in the conference is being seen as a test of Washington's determination to end the conflict in Syria.